Unit 15, Lesson 2, Reading, Exercise A. Do you enjoy taking tests? Do tests scare you? Test-taking tips. Do you get a little scared when your teacher say you have a test? Tests do scare many people. But there are ways to prepare for the tests so that you can be more relaxed. Reviewing for a test. You should sit in a quiet place to study. You should have everything that you need with you. You must also know exactly what lessons will be on the test to you so you can study what you need to know. As you study, make up questions you think might be on the test. Practice saying the answers to yourself. If you cannot say them, it is likely you don't know them. Taking the test. Now that you know how to prepare, here are some tips for actually taking the test. Read over the test quickly first. This will help you calm down. You must find out how much time you have. This will help you know how much time to spend on each question. Read directions carefully to avoid careless mistakes. Answer the easy questions first, then do the hard ones. Remember that you have to read the test over before turning it in. This is the time to find any mistakes. These steps may help you overcome your fears and pass the test easily. B. Understanding words. What does each underlined word mean? The underlined word: calm down, prepare. Read each word in context, then circle the right answer. In paragraph 1, the underlined word means get ready for, read before, leave out. 2. In paragraph 3, the underlined words mean get angry, be happy, stay relaxed. Exercise C. Putting in order. Certain steps have been suggested for taking a test. Number them in the right order. Number 1. Do the easy questions first before doing the difficult ones. Number 2. Quickly read the test. Number 3. Read your answers for mistakes you may have made. Number 4. Calculate the time you need for each question. Exercise D. Do you follow any of the test taking tips in the passage? Listening. Number 1. Listen to Ibrahim and his sister Ghada answering questions about their school. Put a tick by the ones they say yes to. We have 3 persons, Ibrahim, Ghada, and you. The first question. Do you always work very hard? Do you always listen carefully to your teacher? Do you always behave yourself? Do you always do your homework carefully? Number 2. In pairs, ask and answer the question in the table. Think of other suitable questions that you can use. Put a right next to the questions you answer with yes.